It was a V-shaped bin off the ground, and you just dump it in from the top and take it out that way and let it dry. And when it came time to feed the chickens or anything, you had to, of course, when the kernels were dry, they just shucked right off the cob. That was to keep the chickens and the ducks and whatever, guinea hens and everything else you had around. He never was, he had it was a barn, I'd say, but it was on a small scale because it milked the cows in there. But never anything as a barn as we know a barn today. And it was just thrown together, and there was always gates. Everywhere you went, there was gates, and you had to close gates. And a big front yard.
What about fences?
All fences, yes.
What kind?
Barbed wire. Except around the little area immediately behind the house, they had a chicken wire fence. The chickens never stayed in, but we'd keep the pigs and a few other things in.
You ever see those kind of fences that would go like wooden like that?
Yes, but I only see them as decoration. I've never seen one put down as a fence.
You see a pew fence? You know what that was?
No.
Kind of wood locked in.
Yeah, I've seen those as decoration in some of the houses around Baton Rouge, but as far as seeing one in actuality, out in the country, I never did. I wasn't aware of it if I did. I can remember a few whitewashed fences where they had the flat boards crossed.
What did they call those ones?
I don't know.
Did you ever see, were they woven or nailed?
They were nailed.
Okay. Around a house or a yard in town?
Yeah, you see some around town. I think there's a couple on Old Hammond Highway. But
other animals that you remember, you said you remember in the next door neighbor would plow? What did he plow with?
A mule. It's either a mule or a horse. I can't remember, but I don't know what it was. But it was he'd pull his wagon over with his plow, take the plow off of it, and unhook the wagon and go to plowing. And he had two or three little locations around town where he did that. Then he'd pick his produce and put it on a wagon and go around and sell it.
You know what kind of plow he used, or different types of plow?
It was, I can remember, a single share, single plow, that was all.
What would they use to break the ground real fine with? Did y'all have a garden there, or?
No. Well, Dad was
got all you need.
Well, it's a strange thing. I always had candy and cookies and stuff like that available, but I really don't believe I had that much candy as a kid. Fruits, yes. I don't ever remember being told no or yes. But I could always, I never was told no if I went in and got an apple or an orange or a banana or something. And I can remember coming in from school and making a raid to the front of the store and picking up a peach with that had a spot on it, or a banana with a, that wasn't readily saleable. So I said, in a lot of those days when I was in school, was towards the end of the Depression. And then again during the war, where things were just not available. So people, when they spent money, they spent it wisely. If they picked up a dozen peaches, it would have a dozen good peaches. They wouldn't pick up a bag of peaches and, well, like you get today, three or four of them, not worth a darn. So I was always